The price of cocoa has collapsed on international markets. That's devastated hundreds of thousands of small farmers in West Africa, which produces most of the world's cocoa. Alex Duvall Smith reports from San Pedro in Ivory Coast, the world's biggest cocoa exporter.
On her tiny homestead just off the main road, 35-year-old Janine Alini grates a cassava root into a large tub. It's the only thing she's feeding her three kids at the moment. Her husband, George Kwame Kofi, still hasn't been paid for the cocoa he harvested back in October on his 12 acres.
There's no fish. There's nothing. Not even chicken. See, we can't even raise chickens. How are we going to eat? It's hard.
Cocoa was brought to Ivory Coast by its French colonizers. By now, George tells me, it's been the case for several generations that everyone in these communities relies on the crop.
We use the cocoa money for everything, the fields, the family, the children's school fees. Sometimes the teacher sends them home. He says, go, tell your parents to send money. I'm scared for the future of my children.
Thanks to good weather, there have been bumper harvests in recent years. But now the world price is at its lowest since 2008. International buyers, mindful of their profits, are backing out of their contracts. George and his family are directly feeling the impact of what's been going on the faraway New York Stock Exchange. There's a musty smell of fermenting cocoa running down this row of trucks outside the Cargill plant at San Pedro. I've counted about 150 30-ton trucks lined up. It's all about unloading your cocoa as soon as possible before it rots while it still has a value. Farmers were promised a high crop price this year, $1.80 per kilo. Now many are forced to sell their cocoa for less to feed their families. Others are holding out for the promised price, risking that their beans will rot. They're building up debt, and so is the nation. Economist Yusuf Karius.
This is really, really serious if it remains. Around 30% of the debt of the country is in dollar. If the crisis remains like this, it will impact the financial capacity in dollar of Ivory Coast to honor that service of debt. That could be really, really difficult.
Back at the farm with George Kwame Kofi, he takes me on a walk to see the cocoa trees. We wade through layers of dry brown leaves. First time I'm seeing the inside of a cocoa pod. It's yellow on the outside, it seems to have white flesh. It conceals the cocoa beans.
Ah oui, c'est bon.
Très bon.
Oh,
like a sweet fruit.
Est-ce qu'on trouve chocolat?
Le chocolat, ça, il faut aller au supermarché.
Chocolate can be bought in the supermarket in the nearest town, but actually, it's too expensive.
Ici, là, les champs, là, les insecticides ont déjà pris la grande.
George says the plantation is in bad shape. He urgently needs some cash to spray chemicals against insects and mold to save his trees for next season. Farmers like him are desperate. They simply don't know what's coming next. For NDR News, I'm Alex Duval-Smith in San Pedro, Ivory Coast.